love telling kids jokes. They don't get the joke, but they laugh because someone else does. You say, how do you get down off an elephant? You don't. You get down off of a duck. It's hilarious to them.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I love to hear from little kids. Not all the time. Not while we are shopping and our two-year-old yells, look, that man is going to have a baby. But children sure write interesting notes to pastors. Here are just a few that are too good not to share. Dear pastor, please say in your sermon that Peter Peterson has been a good boy all week. Sincerely, Peter Peterson. Arnold writes, I know God loves everybody, but he never met my sister. I'm sorry I can't leave more money in the offering plate, writes Patty, but my father didn't give me a raise in my allowance. Could you have a sermon about a raise in my allowance? Stephen says, I would like to go to heaven someday because I know my brother won't be there. Alexander writes, please say a prayer for our little league team. We need God's help or a new pitcher. My father says I should learn the Ten Commandments, but I don't think I want to because we have enough rules already in my house. That's Joshua. Maria, age 9, asks, how does God know the good people from the bad people? Do you tell him, or does he read about it in the newspapers? I hope to go to heaven someday, but later rather than sooner, says Ellen. My mother is very religious, writes Annette, age 9. She goes to play bingo at church every week, even if she has a cold. And finally, from Laureen, age 9, I think a lot more people would come to your church if you moved it to Disneyland. Well, many would agree with Laureen. I've awakened some Sundays and thought, why church? I'd like to sleep in. There's football on. The lake beckons. The fridge is right over there. Church, whatever for. There are hypocrites at church. People who disagree with me. What if the sermon goes into extra innings? Ralph, age 11, told his pastor, I liked your sermon, especially when it was finished. Ever felt that way? The truth is, there's better entertainment out there. Besides, church gets messy. I've been hurt and disappointed there. Still, I go to church each Sunday, just like I take my car to the gas pump and load that thirsty guzzler up to the gills. Here are a few reasons I not only go to church, I want to go to church. This is by no means comprehensive, but it's a start. When our kids were small, I wanted them to know that I am part of something far bigger than little old me. I'm part of a body, and when one part hurts, the others hurt too, and they do something about it. I wanted them to see that most people at church are gracious. A few are grouchy, of course. That's life. I don't go to church to be entertained, but to be part of the body of Christ. I go to church to hear from God. I do this best when I listen, not when I think of others seated near me who badly need the message. I go to encourage and be encouraged, to be accountable. I love the music, not always, but even the best pitchers are allowed a few bad pitches. At church, I connect with people so very unlike me. I need unlike me in my life. I do. I need the young guy updating me on chemo treatments, the old guy with the hearing aids and the respirator. I need to hurt and pray and help where I can. I need the bad coffee or the friends standing around sipping it. I love time one-on-one with God, but there's nothing quite like watching my favorite sports team live or my favorite band in concert. In the same way, I long for what happens at church. By God's grace, our kids go to church now too, because they want to. And since God is my father, each week is a big old family reunion. We're a motley crew, we churchgoers. But join us at church this week. Don't wait for the hearse to bring you there.
As we kick off this new year, we can't help but start with a huge thank you for your incredible support during the Laugh Against calendar year-end campaign last month. Your prayers and generosity help bring smiles to frowning faces and hope to lost souls. This ministry would not and could not exist without you. So on behalf of the whole team here at Laugh Again, thank you and Happy New Year. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.